Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the midst of a great election campaign, or is it? The debates are coming up 2 weeks and one night from tomorrow. Well, 2 weeks from tomorrow night. And that should be a great event, but already at this early stage of the campaign, and nobody casts any votes until the Iowa caucuses on January 15th. With all of that going on, however, Lance Morrow is already writing about the five stages of grief concerning the Trump versus Biden campaign. Why does he think there are five stages of grief? He looks at the two candidates and recognizes that almost surely one of those two is going to be the next president of the United States. So what's wrong with that? We will get to that question coming up on the Medved Show. And one of the things about it is that every once in a while there are stories that show you that an individual who is involved in a profession or a field where you wouldn't expect courage or insight or any kinds of particularly admirable human qualities or parental qualities. Somebody displays that and realizes, underlines the fact that we have a lot of awfully wonderful people in this country. And we shouldn't get discouraged by the fact that we have two candidates for president. Former president, Donald Trump, who wants to return to office, and the current president, who wants to continue in office, and both of which provoke a lot of very scary possibilities and prospects for the future. But not so when you all of a sudden hear about a hip-hop artist named Neo, whose real name is not Neo, it's a Schaffer Smith, and which is much less interesting name. In any event, Neo has spoken common sense about an issue that so many prominent Americans cannot be sensible about at all. They take extreme positions that make no sense. What is the issue? The issue has to do with gender transitioning for children and for young kids. Is it appropriate for a 7-year-old to think he's a girl or to think he wants to become a girl, to start going through medical and psychological treatment to help that individual, that kid, switch genders? Neo, hip-hop artist, cautioned parents, it seems to me, in very constructive and appropriate ways, to be careful with that sort of decision. This is what he said in a podcast interview. Listen, this is clip 5.
I have no issue with the LGBT. I have no problem with none of, with nobody.
Okay? Right.
Love who you love, do what you do.
Exactly.
I just personally come from an era where a man was a man and a woman was a woman, and it wasn't but two genders, and that's just how I rock. Now, you could identify as a goldfish if you feel like.
Right.
I agree. That ain't my business. It becomes my business when you try to make me play the game with you. I'm not going to call you a goldfish, but exactly. You want to be a goldfish, you go be a goldfish.
Amen. Awesome.
I feel like parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is.
Amen.
It's like, okay,
lost control.
If your little boy comes to you and says, "Daddy, I want to be a girl," and you just let him rock with that, you just let
right.
He's 5.
Right. And where did he get that
if
from?
If you let this 5-year-old boy decide to eat candy all day, he's going to do that.
Exactly.
Like, when did it become a good idea to let a 5-year-old, let a 6-year-old, let a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision for themselves?
Right.
When did that happen?
Right.
Like, I don't understand that. I don't get that.
Okay. This, of course, created a huge outcry against Neo and threats of boycotts and consequences. And his publicist, without apparently consulting Neo, offered an apology for these comments, which seemed to me very sensible. Yeah, if you want to be a goldfish, be a goldfish. But and if somebody's five, you don't let him eat candy all day. You don't let him reach that kind of decision. It's going to change his entire future. So here's what the apology, not written by Neo, not approved by Neo, what his publicist put on the Twitter account. It says, quote, "After much reflection, I'd like to express my deepest apologies to anyone that I may have hurt with my comments on parenting and gender identity. I have always been an advocate for love and inclusivity in the LGBTQI plus community." I don't know what the I means. "So I understand how my comments could have been interpreted as insensitive and offensive. Gender identity is nuanced, and I can honestly admit that I plan to better educate myself on the topic so I can approach future conversations with more empathy." Okay, Neo wasn't happy with his publicist's apology, and he took the apology back in no uncertain terms. Listen, clip 10.
"I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question, and I answered the damn question, okay? I have no beef with the LGBTQIA plus community whatsoever. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Do what you want to do with your kids. However, somebody asked my opinion on this matter, and this is how I feel. I will never be okay with allowing a child to make a decision that detrimental to their life. I will never be okay with that. I don't care. I definitely plan to educate myself a little bit more on this matter. However, I doubt that there's any book anywhere or any opinion that somebody's going to tell me that's going to make me okay with letting a child make a decision like that. That's just period, point blank, and that's how I feel. If I get canceled for this, then you know what? Maybe this is a world where they don't need a Neo no more.
We do need a Neo. We need the clarity and again, courage being shown on an issue like this. You know, I think about this because I think about J.K. Rowling, the creator of Harry Potter, who has actually, I can't even describe to you how much my own children loved those Harry Potter books, still do, and know parts of them, I mean, in great depth. And now the fact that this tremendous literary light is actually become controversial because of her position that does not basically claim that gender is completely fluid and indefinable and has nothing to do with the actual manner and equipment with which you were born. Again, we don't have to get into J.K. Rowling. She continues her career and deserves her respect. But I do hope that people will provide new respect to Neo, who seems to me to make a powerful spokesman for common sense in this issue. What about common sense and the now notorious marketing campaign by Bud Light, which had a devastating impact on what used to be America's top-selling beer. The former owner of Bud Light talks about it coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
There is news today from National Review. Anheuser-Busch InBev is selling 8 beer and beverage brands to the cannabis company Tilray Brands. Just 1 month after the beer giant laid off hundreds of the U.S. workers who work for them, amid a slump in U.S. sales of Bud Light. Anheuser-Busch will sell Shock Top, Blue Point, Breckenridge Brewery, Red Hook Brewery. Now, that's serious. I'm partial to Red Hook. I will confess it. Highball Energy and other brands to the cannabis company for an undisclosed amount. Now, does that mean they stop making Red Hook beer and they make Red Hood joints? Is that what is going to be happening here? Anheuser-Busch's revenue in the U.S. fell more than 10% last quarter compared to the same period last year, according to its third quarter earnings report. The company said the drop was primarily due to the volume decline of Bud Light amid the conservative-led boycott of the brand. And the conservative-led boycott of the brand all had to do with Dylan Mulvaney using a transgendered woman, that's somebody who used to be a guy, as their spokesperson. And the former owner of Bud Light, part of the famous Bush family that was, and no, it's not Bush, it's Bush with a S-C-H. It's not Bush family as in Jeb or George Herbert Walker. This is the different Anheuser-Busch family. And Billy Bush, who again is not related to the Billy Bush in the Access Hollywood tape, he is the former owner of Bud Light, and here is his comment on the now infamous Dylan Mulvaney marketing campaign. Listen.
My family, my ancestors would have rolled over in their grave. They were very patriotic. They loved this country and what it stood for. They believed that transgender, gays, that sort of thing was all a very personal issue. They loved this country because it is a free country and people are allowed to do what they want. But it was never meant to be on a beer can and never meant to be pushed in people's faces. I think people who drink beer, I think they're your common folk. I think they are the blue collar worker who goes out and works hard every single day. And the last thing they want pushed down their throat, or to be drinking is a beer can with that kind of message on it. I just don't think that's what they're looking for. They want their beer to be truly American, truly patriotic, as it always has been, truly America's beer, which Bud Light was and probably isn't any longer.
Well, no, it's replaced by Modelo, which is a Mexican beer, by the way. Is that a sign of something? Look, I think about this, he said, when he talks about the patriotic idea of beer. Sam Adams beer is a clever idea. Now, this has nothing to do with the original Adams family. Samuel Adams was actually a distant cousin of John Adams and John Quincy Adams, who both became presidents of the United States. But he was a prominent patriot, and he was one of the leaders of the Boston Tea Party. Now, I wonder, when they talk about these cannabis companies, and you talk about tea and what is which is one of the nicknames for marijuana, the idea that Billy Bush is speaking out about how his ancestors would feel concerning the Dylana Mulvaney campaign. This is an example of a previous Bud Light campaign that actually worked while using humor to actually sell their beer. Listen.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular rhythm. You're either dancing or you have fleas.
Call me doctor.
As soon as you hit the dance floor, the taunts begin. Is that all you got, playa? Unfortunately, yes, that's all you got.
Pour it on now.
Who's in the house? Some guy who can't dance. That's who's in the house.
You're a star.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Happy Feet.
Okay, look, for people who can't dance or don't dance, can't dance is more appropriate here. For people who can't dance and have a sense of humor about it, this can be a very effective ad. Also, in the sense of humor, but it's too serious to be just a joke matter. There's a piece by Lance Morrow, who is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and he is the author of The Noise of Typewriters, Remembering Journalism. And he writes, the 2024 presidential election has voters passing through the famous five stages of grief. What are they? Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I am currently between anger and bargaining, he writes. I hope never to arrive at number five. The sequence unfolds as follows. Denial. Out of 332 million people in the most powerful country in the world, we are forced to choose between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Impossible! Anger. Blood pressure rises, curses, gnashing of teeth. My mother used to say that if Richard Nixon were elected, she'd move to Canada. But if we all moved to Canada, we'd have Justin Trudeau, who's hardly an improvement. Sorry about that divorce, Prime Minister Trudeau. Bargaining. There must be a way, we tell ourselves. The mind succumbs to magical thinking. I imagine a joint press conference in which Messrs. Trump and Biden get together and announce to an astonished and grateful world the good of our country and our personal honor demand that we both step aside so that American politics and government may refresh themselves. As of today, each party will be free to bring forth a field of younger candidates to compete for the nomination. It's what the American people want. And what sanity demands. A grateful world praises them as statesmen, of course. Now, of course, he writes, Messrs. Trump and Biden won't do it. A power and vanity are the game, not honor. Honor departed from American public life about the same time that shame took a hike. Pride remains, but we recently had a month of it. But honor is a threadbare American antique. So what's the honorable way to respond? He has his ideas. We'll get to them coming up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. Two groups are suing the Biden administration over its latest plan to cancel student loan debt. The groups argue the White House doesn't have the authority to forgive the $39 billion it's promising. The lawsuit says after the Supreme Court struck down its first try to cancel $400 billion, Biden is now trying to push this new plan through using new arguments. Nearly a million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
Preserving these lands is good not only for Arizona, but for the planet. It's good for the economy. It's good for the soul of the nation.
During a visit to the site today, President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. The cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooter is behind bars for allegedly making terroristic threats. Nathan Cruz reportedly told his sister that he wanted to pull off a mass shooting too. She went to the San Antonio police, who took him into custody. John Schaefer, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the five stages of grief concerning the 2024 presidential campaign. And a lot of people say, oh, it's a Republican problem. What, are you kidding me? Look at the Democrats right now. And the number of Democrats who are desperately trying to find some way to justify part of the factual background that's come out about Hunter Biden, or some of the difficulties and challenges that President Biden has every time that he speaks in public. And the Lance Morrow piece about the five stages of grief, it's the five stages of Trump versus Biden. He talks about them doing the kind of daydream response that I think a lot of people would cherish, which is that they get together, Trump and Biden, and both say, look, there is a great negativity in the country about being limited to this choice, and we therefore want to encourage our parties to pick younger people, people who aren't 77 as Trump is, or 80 as President Biden is, and to give a chance to actually allow folks to go through some of the other talented people who haven't yet stepped forward. I noticed that Bret Stephens, in his back and forth today that he did in the New York Times with Gail Collins, again mentions the idea of what a strong candidate Gretchen Whitmer would be for Democrats. if she were the candidate, not Joe Biden and not Kamala Harris, for goodness sake. Find someone else. It's a talented country, and there are frankly decent people on both sides, but not represented by the people who are the front runners at the moment. What to do? This is getting to be an emergency, writes Lance Morrow. Is there any way to force the two of them to make themselves scarce? There seems no orderly, conventional path. Merrick Garland's Justice Department does what it can to disable Mr. Trump with indictments, but the law has a lumbering Brer Bear metabolism. It grinds along in low gear. There is every chance the world will find itself watching, horrified, fascinated, as Donald Trump proceeds from victory to victory in the primaries, heading toward the nomination for the nation's highest office, while simultaneously his opponent's Justice Department schemes like Wile E. Coyote to put him in prison. Both outcomes are possible, Mr. Trump in the White House or Mr. Trump in the jailhouse. Hunter Biden's squalors, meantime, work in some obscurely edible way to undermine his old man. How to get this done? Think outside the box. One concocts modern proposals in the manner of Jonathan Swift. There was a modest proposal by Jonathan Swift. He said that the answer to the Irish hunger problem, and he meant this as a very dark joke, was to eat babies. Now, this was, no one is talking about eating babies here. But what they are talking about is, how do we do it? How about something less violent but more corrupt? What if the American people were to bribe Messrs. Trump and Biden to retire from public life? The federal government spent $6.2 trillion in fiscal 2022. A few billion bestowed equally on Messrs. Trump and Biden, a brace of golden parachutes, might seem a bargain to the American electorate. Or let Congress pass an act of oblivion, granting both men amnesty from any crimes, past and present or future, that they may have committed. The Constitution requires that a candidate for president be at least 35. It doesn't address the age question at the other end. The founders worried about someone being too young, but not about being too old. All over Washington, one sees powerful arguments. Senator Dianne Feinstein, 90. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, 81. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, 83. For a mandatory retirement age of 75. Nikki Haley has talked about that as a candidate. But Mr. Biden, who's 80, and Mr. Trump, who's 77, are grandfathered in. Democracy has outsmarted itself. The mighty apparatus of American politics seems, in this pair, to have made the case for letting artificial intelligence choose our future president. The job is too important and the stakes are too high for the task to be left to a process that has such bad judgment. And then he talks about the last two stages of grief. Depression. He says, I always knew that the 21st century would pull something like this. And then acceptance. What's wrong with bowing to the truth that democracy, the worst political system, except for all the others, as Winston Churchill said, sometimes produces stupid results? Maybe Trump versus Biden is the price we pay for the childish messes that we see the people like to be free get ourselves into from time to time. I'm still hoping, writes Lance Morrow, that American voters or Americans' traditional dumb luck will find a way to avoid stage five, acceptance of this situation. Sometimes these things work themselves out in unexpected ways. My mother never moved to Canada, but Nixon left the White House and returned to California earlier than he'd planned. I'm not even sure what he's hinting at, but I think that the point that he makes speaks for many, many Americans who look at this situation, and we're going to go to a wild, enthusiastic public participation in a campaign between these two. We'll be speaking to one of the other candidates who we haven't had on the air yet, but I look forward to it, the former governor of Arkansas, former U.S. congressman, former prosecutor, federal prosecutor, Asa Hutchinson is going to be joining us the day after tomorrow. Meanwhile, there is this. Iowa was once a center of gravity for both political parties during presidential elections and a key swing state. In recent years, it has turned so red, so Republican, that Democrats have little political power in the state and the party's candidates have few reasons to go. A confluence of factors that mirrors national trends has pushed the state to the right. Iowa is more white and rural than the rest of the country. And Republicans have grown stronger with those voters, particularly through Trump's populist appeals. Meanwhile, the Democrats have lost droves of voters in rural areas, and Iowa has fewer of the minority and urban voters who tend to be more liberal and have helped the party offset rural losses. You know, people forget the first time he ran for president. Obama, Barack Obama, that guy, carried the state of Iowa. When Trump's campaigns, the state hasn't even been close. Over in Wisconsin, however, there is some good news for Republicans. Hovde Properties CEO Eric Hovde says he is seriously considering a run against Senator Tammy Baldwin as her Republicans struggle to find a candidate to challenge her in the battleground state. Hovde, who unsuccessfully ran for Senate in 2012, said, "You know, it's not an easy decision. It's a major commitment of your life, of your resources, and all the rest, but I'm taking a hard, serious look at it." He could actually win. Wouldn't that be something? And give Republicans control of the U.S. Senate. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bed.
What?
Your cultural crusader.
What the hell? What is this?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I thought it would be appropriate to balance some of the tough news that Ron DeSantis has received with lots of attacks from media, of course, from President Trump belittling him all the time. Ron DeSantis is still, I think, going to be recorded historically as a very effective, a very popular governor of Florida. And whether he can bring his campaign back or not, there's a piece under the notable and quotable section of the Wall Street Journal that I thought was worth sharing. Because it's Ron DeSantis kind of at his best. And this is an interview, an appearance he gave on New Hampshire's WMUR-TV on August the 4th, so just a couple of days ago. And the question to Governor DeSantis was, you get on that stage for the debate with Donald Trump, and let's say he starts to belittle you. How are you going to respond? And listen to the skill of this response, which I think is pretty impressive. DeSantis says, these insults are so phony, these insults are juvenile. That is not the way a great nation should be conducting itself. That is not the way the President of the United States should be conducting himself. Let's have those debates about the issues. I'm not going to insult anybody. Somebody's looks or somebody's dress or something like that. I wouldn't teach my kids to treat people like that. We have a 6 and 5 and 3-year-old. We teach our kids to treat people the way you would want to be treated yourself. So we will have differences on issues, says DeSantis. And one of the things I think about the former president, and I appreciate he did do a lot of great things, and I was a big supporter, but he's running in 2024 on the things that he promised to do in 2016. And he never did them. He said he was going to drain the swamp. He did not drain the swamp, not even close. We ended his presidency with Anthony Fauci running the country. Okay, I have a better opinion of Anthony Fauci than DeSantis does, but maybe you don't. He continues, DeSantis, you couldn't even fire Fauci. And so now you're going to go drain the swamp? Give me a break. He said Mexico was going to pay every penny for the border wall. Do you see the border secured? I see people coming in ad infinitum. He said he was going to lock Hillary up. just like he's now saying he's going to do a special counsel for Biden 2 weeks after the election. Ah, forget about it. Don't worry about it. And then he actually said he was going to eliminate the national debt. He added $8 trillion to the debt. That's the record we should talk about, says DeSantis. Don't worry about how he does his hair. There are millions of voters out there who do not like what Biden is doing to this country. They do not like the direction of the country's going in. But they aren't going to sign up for a candidate who is behaving like that. So let's be better. Let's look higher. And let's set a good standard for our children to follow. Effective? Yeah. And again, one of the people who is also a competitor is Vivek Ramaswamy, who we have been speaking about. And here's a fascinating thing. Ramaswamy, who owns roughly $650 million in stock in the company he founded and is heavily financing his own campaign, expressed interest, according to one of his books, in inheritance taxes going as high as 59%, and said passing wealth from parents to children breeds inequality and hereditary aristocracy. Does that sound good to you, an inheritance tax of 59%? And then there's also this. Ramaswamy, who has proposed increasing the standard voting age to 25, has little voting history of his own. Election records in Ohio's Franklin County, where he lives, so he registered to vote there in November of 2021 as unaffiliated, not Republican. Ramaswamy said he voted for a Libertarian presidential candidate in 2004 and didn't vote in a presidential election again until the 2020 election when he backed Trump. In other words, this is a guy who is now running for president, who didn't see any difference between McCain and Obama, didn't see any difference between Obama and Romney, didn't see any difference between Trump and Hillary Clinton, didn't even bother to vote? This is a reporting by John McCormick in the Wall Street Journal. I think it's extraordinary. Campaign finance records show Ramaswamy gave $2,700 in March 2016 to the congressional campaign of Dina Gray, Grayson, a Democrat running in Florida. He also gave $500 in 2014 to a state Senate candidate in Massachusetts who had longtime ties to the Obama administration and was endorsed by Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. And they point out that Trump also contributed to Democrats before running for president, but not so recently as Ramaswamy did. And not such a limited interest in electioneering that he wouldn't participate in making a choice between John Kerry and George W. Bush. He voted for the Libertarian instead? Really? Okay, really, we have a big new movie. It's made over $20 million its opening weekend. It's no Barbie, and certainly not as attractive as Barbie, but it's based on beloved characters from the 1980s. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mutant Mayhem. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
They started off as teenagers in the late 80s, and they haven't gotten any older, but their artistic ambitions have gotten more elaborate in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Got some little tortoises, huh?
I can't believe there are other mutants!
Enough talk! I dream about fighting every night!
This is insane!
And the guy they're fighting against mostly is a gigantic mutant fly voiced by Ice Cube. There's a lot of emphasis on the grittiness of New York City life and the desire of the turtles of the title to win acceptance and go to high school like normal kids, including an aspiring teenage journalist voiced by Ayo Adebiri, who's also known as Puke Girl. Seth Rogen's name is all over the credits as one of the writers and producers of this frenetic failure that turns out more deadening than dazzling, with a PG rating that probably ought to be PG-13 for sheer nastiness. 2 stars for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. And with the title Mayhem, they throw so many things at the wall and hope that some of them stick, or that it makes a pattern of splotches or somehow connects, and obviously connects with a larger audience. Speaking of connecting with a larger audience, we're going to be speaking to former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson later this week. He is going to be joining our show, one of, it's now close to a dozen presidential candidates we've had on in this sequence this year. And some of them very interesting, that can encourage people who feel trapped by a Trump-Biden duopoly. We'll also be talking about a riddling and puzzling and peculiar phenomenon. It turns out that despite the fact that the economy is supposed to be doing pretty well, there are lots of Americans who are taking money out of their 401ks more than ever before. Why would that be happening? We will be dealing with that. We'll also be talking about why it is that Ron DeSantis replaced his campaign manager. In terms of Trump's handling of so many people who work for him, who now have a very negative view, is that campaign manager just fired by DeSantis going out something positive, or at least generous, to say? And then the other question about setting up a trial that really is fair. And what does Trump mean when he says, come after me, I'll come after you, in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.